B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:43 already. 64 degrees. Today, right now, I should say, a high of 86, mostly sunny. How nice is that?
When I pulled in to work today, I was like, what time is it? Because it's like noon. It's so bright.
Why is it so bright?
I
think it's the sun.
It's like all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really light in the morning. But I kept checking. I'm like, am I late? I think they would have called me if I was late.
No, we'd call you.
All right.
Yeah. No, you're right. It is super bright already.
Yeah, you're going to be squinting, so
high
wear your sunglasses.
High 86. Maybe some rain later on tonight, 66. Tomorrow, cloudy, and high of 84. So today is your pick day. Maybe of the next few days. What are you going to do? Don't squander it, LBF.
So this is the problem with a day like today, is the pressure not to squander
Don't squander it. You'll regret it.
Will I?
Come on. You will.
Listen, it's going to be 86 degrees today, so I'm probably not going to be doing like anything
inside.
like strenuous outside because that's sweaty.
So you're not going to the beach like sexy Samantha did.
No, sexy Samantha, God. I'll leave that to her.
My God.
I think maybe some people I know are going to go to the beach.
Yeah.
But no.
Make sure they don't get sand in their blank.
Oh, my God. It'll ruin it. I love that. I love that match game yesterday.
We played match game yesterday, in case you missed it, you're up early. For fun, because we don't know what else to do.
Right, because, right. It's like,
let's be honest.
Yep.
So we played Match Game 2020, and we had a fun question, which was...
Sexy Samantha's seaside picnic was ruined because she got sand in her...
Blank. Bump.
And then everyone called in and guessed. And let me just tell you listeners, you're a bunch of sick tickets.
Nobody can make seafood sound so naughty.
Sandwich. I was like, when the person said sandwich, I'm like, that sounds naughty.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
We didn't hear half the ones Brian couldn't put on.
I know.
So, Carolyn... I loved the game yesterday. She was listening at home, my wife, and said, that was a lot of fun, but LBF's answer was too hard.
My answer was shellfish, but Carolyn,
yeah,
it was by design, because if I made it too easy, the game would have been over in one guess.
Oh, okay.
So I kept them going.
Yeah, you can't take the obvious answer.
I can't take the obvious
answer. I'm not sure there was one.
You didn't.
Yeah,
so I just kept them going. Okay. And I let the listeners
have the really good
say
ones.
The disgusting
ones.
I let them do it because I need to outsource perversion.
Yeah. So, wow.
I'll let her know what
so
your
let her
motivation
know, okay?
was.
You it was all by design.
Let the listeners take the heat.
Good. If you missed it, check our podcast at WROR.com. Really filthy.
It's filthy and fun. And you may never look at the word clam box the same way. Just that was one. No, too soon.
Hey, Mama said the way you move.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR
or WROR.com.
And a Romanian cobbler is helping people to social distance with a pair of size 75 shoes. They're about 2.5 feet long, force people facing each other to be 5 feet away, and sell for $115.
Do you get the clown mask with that or no?
I fully embrace these. First of all, I fully embrace them, and I also love saying a Romanian cobbler because I picture I'm like, you know.
Like Tupedo, maybe?
I don't know.
I prefer a peach cobbler.
Do you?
Yeah. Apple's fine too.
Oh my God. Yeah. Today is going to be a nice day.
Yes.
Mostly sunny and a high of 86. Don't feel bad if you have to stay indoors like I do.
No. Get out, LBF. 5 foot shoes. How would you get up the stairs?
I don't know, but I'm just still laughing about. I prefer a peach cobbler.
Yeah, I know. As opposed to a Romanian.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what's in a Romanian
cobbler.
Don't want to know. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Yeah.
And three cool things you should.
should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day. LBF, what's cool with you?
You now can kind of live like a real housewife. Not like with the houses and the shoes and the clothes and the money, but one thing that I always see mm-hmm. on the show that I'm like, I want that.
Of what community? Housewives? Of
any community.
Any housewife.
Any housewife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ever wake up in the middle of the night and say, oh, what I really need at 2 in the morning is a nice ribeye?
Yes. I've done that.
I can help you.
Okay. Wow. I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning with a ribeye. On my mind. All righty. LBF, I would stop
what?
Right there. Okay. I'm going to tell you whether the order you brush, floss, and rinse is the correct order according to dental experts. You may have been doing it wrong all these years and not known it.
Okay.
I think I'm wrong. But I'll tell you what it is coming up.
Okay. Thing that I love about Real Housewives of Anywhere is that they're always being driven around by someone. Car service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
that's
and like,
true.
It's fine. Like, you call an Uber to get from A to B, and that's fine. But Uber now has a new thing that's going to make me feel like a real housewife.
Okay.
For about $50.
All right.
And that's called Uber Hourly. It's a new pay by the hour service. You can hire a personal driver, paying them $50 an hour for up to 8 hours. It's in 12 cities. So, like, if you want to go to the city, like, and you want to jump around, like, bar hop.
Right.
Maybe go shopping.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Bar hop was your first example. Not, wow.
I think it's genius. What took them so long? This is really smart.
I don't know. It's a great idea. And then you just, you know, you grab your friends, like, we're going to go here. And, the, you know, because if you're wearing nice shoes,
that's
you don't want to walk anywhere.
You stumble around. You want to
no,
drive.
No, you want
shoes.
A driver.
Yeah. Right.
You don't want to get, like, multiple Ubers after every
exactly.
stop.
No, you want,
and then you gotta
you
rate
want
your
someone
guy.
You can trust. Your guy.
That's pretty good. Uber Hourly.
It's not in Boston yet, but it's coming in the coming weeks. I mean, obviously, the coronavirus is
can't go out anywhere quite
yet. Yeah, quite
anywhere.
Yet anyway, so it's no big deal. But still, it's
three
on
hours,
the horizon.
After 3 hours, they're going to be so sick of you guys.
Yeah, right?
Right? They're like, not just you in particular, but anybody.
No, I'm fun.
You're like, yeah.
Do you, when you have a group of people in a cab or an Uber, do you sit in the front seat?
I'm always forced to the front seat.
And do you talk to the driver
to.
All
I'm
the time?
Yeah, I'm
the
guy.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
You really are.
I don't like that awkward silence.
No, you don't.
No. Fill the space. Fill the space. Like we're doing now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Brian Bell.
You ever woke up at 2 in the morning and you thought about a ribeye steak? A genius in New York has figured this out. This guy, Kevin McCann, he runs McCann's Local Meats, a little butcher shop. And you know what Kevin did? He put a meat vending machine out in his lobby.
But think about that.
Listen to this.
All right.
The meat machine for people who are going to come out this weekend and look for some great cuts of meat to be able to grill out in this awesome weather. There's a couple of buttons right here that will rotate the machine. There is beef, there is pork, there is chicken. In here currently, there will even be some prepared foods here more and more as we go. Everything it should be super safe, secure for you to be able to come in. Purchase your meat.
Yeah, so it is basically like, you know, like one of those big sandwich machines, like at a hospital or something that has like the different little like doors that open.
Yep.
It's all refrigerated, it's all set, and it's in his lobby, so you can go in 24 hours a day. He said when he first opened, he had to restock it 4 or 5 times a day.
What is he calling the meat machine?
It's the meat machine.
The meat machine.
The 24-hour meat machine.
Look at that.
No
again,
comment.
Again.
Nope.
Don't fill that space.
Oh, I gotta,
no, I'm good.
I got to. Oh, boy.
You don't want to. Nope.
Yeah. Call me and I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I got to walk out of this room.
I would if I were you.
I'm just going to.
And then there were two. Okay. How do you feel about that, LBM?
Oh, I think it's. Yep. It's a dream come true.
All right. Okay.
24 hours.
Uh-huh. Boy.
All righty. Who do you call? Do you call a doctor after 24 hours?
No? Of the meat machine?
Yes.
Okay. Possibly.
All right. Let's switch gears.
Please.
Let's go talk about our dental habits now. I think do that. Okay. LBF, Brian, tell me if you are to rinse, floss, and brush, what is the order you do them?
Okay, I floss my teeth, and then I brush my teeth, and then I use the scope.
Wrong.
I brush, floss, rinse.
That's how I do it. Brush,
exactly.
Brush, floss, rinse.
Right. Brush, floss. That's hard to say three times.
Yeah, it is.
It's not
Don't
just
hurt
me.
Yourself.
I did. According to dentists, here's how you do it. Rinse with mouthwash first. Okay? If you do it last, it washes away the fluoride from your toothpaste.
Well, not if you have fluoride in your scope.
Number two, floss. If you've already, if you're doing it before you brush, you're doing that part right. Okay? I always floss after.
No, floss first because you get all the stuff out and then you brush it away. It's like
why I like to rinse it away.
That's what I thought.
No, see, like, it's like if you're gonna vacuum a car, but like you take the big stuff out first. Right. You know,
I guess that's
right.
That's what the dentist said.
Yeah.
And then lastly, brush your teeth. If you do it before you floss, some of the food particles, well, you know the rest, between your teeth, might still be in your mouth. So brushing that is best. Okay. So
there's nothing more satisfying than flossing, though.
They want you to
especially
rinse.
After you had corn on the cob.
Yeah. So or lobster.
Say that again. It's rinse, floss, brush.
Rinse, floss, flush, floss. Rinse,
it's
floss,
flushed already.
Brush. You're right. That
it's
is
hard,
tough.
Right? Come on, Brian.
Rinse, floss,
brush. Yeah. Go ahead.
Floss, brush.
Yeah.
Rinse,
you didn't
floss,
say brush.
Red,
rinse,
leather,
floss,
yellow,
brush.
Red.
Rinse, flat, flat. Yeah. Now I've hurt my tongue.
There you go. Oh, you might want to brush it. Okay. Oh, we're having fun already. 6:27. So if you're just getting up, it's rinse, floss, brush.
Whoa.
Rinse, floss, brush.
Stop it,
wow, flexy.
5-7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Uh-huh. Rinse, floss, brush.
Rinse, floss, brush. Forget it.
Yeah, right? It's hard. Rinse, floss, brush.
Speaking's not really my forte, though I am in radio.
No.
Can I write it?
You know, that's why we love you, LBF. Because you're not, you know...
Typical?
Trained, smooth. It just comes.
Oh, wow.
It is
keep
what it is.
Keep talking.
No, you're LBF. We wouldn't want you any other way.
Okay.
All right. It's National Cognac Day. I know your husband will be excited about that. Is Dave a cognac guy?
Yeah, he is. Did you know that? I'm learning about cognac, though, very quickly. It's a distilled wine. I think that, like a burnt wine.
It's produced in the wine-growing region of a town in France called Cognac.
Right. So cognac, just like champagne's a regional thing, but if it's made anyplace else, it's called brandy.
Yeah,
she's a fine girl.
Fine wife she would be.
Hashtag yacht rock.
I like it.
Oh, boy.
The brandy must be aged at least 2 years in French oak barrels. Most cognacs are aged much longer than the minimum legal requirement. They're are close to 200 cognac producers.
Really?
90% of the cognac for U.S. market comes from only 4 French producers. So, it got me thinking. The other day, I heard one of the guys down the hall at one of the other radio stations. Do you know there's other radio stations in this market?
I try not to remember.
I did not know that. But anyway, he apparently works for one.
Yep.
And he was mentioning to one of the guys that his dad is... obsessed with an Italian liqueur called Vecchia Romagna. Vecchia Romagna.
Sounds good.
They made it sound so good. I said, well, you know, being half Italian, I think I'd like to try that. Right? I cannot find...
Maybe it's half a glass.
That's all you get. Vecchia Romagna. I can't find it. I went to a liquor store yesterday.
You didn't go to a liquor store.
I know.
Just want to tell you.
It was a grocery store. But it wasn't
basic.
My mission. I was there getting deli. Okay.
You know what? If you're looking for,
there,
what do you call it again?
Vecchia Romagna.
Yeah, not at the deli.
It's an Italian brand. No, they sell liquor in this particular store.
Did you actually add, did they laugh when you
asked? Yeah,
no,
really.
No. She went on a mission. It was a store that has, you know, if you're close to the New Hampshire border, you can buy liquor and wine and booze and all good stuff. So she said, Bob, I'm going to make it my mission to find you Vecchia Romagna today. And that was at noon, and she called me at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, this is the call. She said, Bob, I'm sorry. I cannot find Vecchia Romagna.
That's because...
She threw in the towel.
No. I'm telling you right now, if you go to a small liquor store, especially one in the North End that I can tell you about, they will definitely have it.
Okay.
You know, they have, like, the smaller batch things. Yeah. They have the ones that you go to. You go to a big liquor store that is attached to a grocery store.
Okay, I happened to be.
I mean, it's like, come on.
I got some fine low salt turkey.
Okay.
So, other than that, but I didn't get the Vecchia Romagna.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're on a mission now.
We are on a mission. Okay.
Let's do some dirty laundry in 10.
All right, you know what?
Yeah.
Some celebrity's son was arrested in Boston during.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Protest and we'll tell you what happened.
Okay. Okay, it's 6:49. LBF's got the dirty laundry you've been looking for.
Okay, well, Lea Michele is canceled. Just want to let you know an update on yesterday's story. Remember Amy Grant? Some health news.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, is right.
I remember that.
I'm so glad you remember that song.
Baby.
A Harry Potter theme played by the wackiest instrument ever. But first, let's discuss the celebrity son who was arrested on Monday on Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he was arrested on Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
I know. Like, come on.
I'm going to protest, that's where I'm
exactly.
headed.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Murray's 27-year-old son.
His 27-year-old son? Bill
Caleb,
Murray?
Caleb, yes.
Uh-huh.
But Bill Murray lives on the vineyard. He actually got
one
into
one of his
a,
houses,
he,
I'm sure.
He got into...
I thought the Palm would be good for him. Not so much.
The what?
No, it's Caddyshack. Right?
Oh, I don't know. Brian, I've never really seen that. Never, isn't that terrible?
You need to see that. Brian, are you surprised that Bill has a place in the Cape?
No,
the
down
vineyard,
on the vineyard.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and isn't this the son that's like the chef?
Is he the chef?
That he just did the nachos with Bill Murray
and
Guy Fieri? I believe it is.
Anyway, he was arrested on Monday. He was protesting police brutality. He was arrested at Five Corners and Vineyard Haven. By the way, the worst intersection in the history of all intersections.
Maybe that's why he's annoyed.
I know. He was very annoyed. Disorderly conduct. Apparently bit and spit on a police officer.
Really?
I don't know. He's released on $10,000 bail. It was a kerfuffle with a bunch of people. So when there's a crowd, you never know who... but I think he acted badly in the clink.
I think he did. Oh, in the clink, too.
Yeah, you
Do
know.
You know who I am?
I don't know if he uttered those words,
yeah,
but I did think
he did.
He was threatening. Who knows?
See?
Right?
Caleb Murray.
That's all right.
The pond would be good for him.
I don't get the reference. I apologize.
Does. Pool, pond.
Pool, pond.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, so remember yesterday how Lea Michele, I mentioned the Glee actress, treated everybody on that set terribly and somebody called her out for it? Well, now everybody else is coming forward. Amber Riley, Yvette Nicole Brown, they've all like said she's terrible. This guy who was on with her on Broadway Spring Awakenings, he said, "You made us feel like we didn't belong here. I tried for years to be nice to you to no avail. Maybe actually apologize instead of placing blame on how others perceive you. You'll probably just delete this, though." And then Heather Morris was on Glee.
Let me be
very clear. Hate is a disease in America that we're trying to cure, so I would never wish for hate to be spread on anyone else. With that said, was she unpleasant?
Was
she unpleasant to work with? Very much so. Wow. For Lea to treat others with the disrespect that she did for as long as she did, I believe she should be called out. So she's a terrible person.
She did not sleep last night.
No.
But, you know, that's the thing. You always have to preface everything with, you know, with that being
that
said.
That being said.
Now, she's a horrible person.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah. I
don't want to hate, but
that being said. It's always a but.
Right.
Right. It's true.
Lord.
Hey, Amy Grant, you remember the song? I'm going to play a little bit for you.
Yeah, baby, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Amy Grant.
1990? 91,
I think it was.
Yes.
Somewhere it was incredible. Yeah. By the way, Dave Falcone has a huge crush on Amy Grant.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. I'll stop playing this.
Yeah, please.
She had open
heart
surgery. She's only 59. Ah. She actually had a heart condition that she had since she was born. So she's fine, but I just wanted to mention Amy Grant because it's been a while since we talked about
her. She seemed very sweet.
She's married to
Vince Gill, isn't
she?
Vince Gill, right,
the country guy.
Yes, they're still together. The big chubby guy.
Hey, that being said, you know.
He's a very fine musician.
Yes, yeah.
He can play every instrument.
No, he's amazing.
Super talented.
Yeah. Vince Gill.
He definitely hits the old country buffet. See?
Yeah.
And I say that with
no more buffets.
That being said.
That being said.
That being said.
But he's a great guy.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear the.
Oh, boy.
It's just kind of whatever. Do you want to hear the Harry Potter theme on the craziest instrument
now
ever?
Now we have to.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
What is that?
Do you want to know what it is?
Well, I guess we have to.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a washer and dryer.
What?
This guy, quarantine is making people very bored.
Oh, that's pretty
realized that the washer and dryer play different notes when you press the buttons,
oh,
so he decided to master the new instrument and play the theme from the Harry Potter movies.
Now that I know that.
Isn't that amazing?
I need to hear it again.
You want to hear it again?
Just now knowing that.
Okay.
That's great. Good.
All right. Would you like to hear Baby Baby
again?
No, I'm good.
No, no. That being said, she's a fine person, but no. The pool and the pond reference.
Yeah.
You got a pool over there?
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural spring.
Oh, yeah. Or you know, the pool or a pond. Anything would be good.
Yeah, that's Bill. Bill and Chevy.
You guys.
You got to watch that movie.
Do I?
Yes.
Do I really?
Yes.
Yes.
Every fine American needs to. Yes.
Well, all right.
That being said, you're not a fine American.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's 7:13. Welcome to the Solution Center.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that some grocery stores are now calling their customer service the Solution Center?
I almost want to just spend my time going to Solution Centers with math homework for my kid, or just questions about that plague me in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. I need a solution to this problem.
I'd go and be like, which color do you think is good for my living room?
Well, we have a solution for that. Funny you should call. All right. The reason I mentioned that is we have a listener on the phone. Her name is Deb. She's got a situation. So she needs to come to the Solution Center.
We are the Solution Center.
We are the Solution Center for your problems. So Deb's on the phone with her situation, as it were. Hey, good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Tell us about the situation.
So my husband and I have this gorgeous house down the Cape. And, you know, it's sort of our escape, especially during this whole quarantine process. And my sister-in-law and her husband feel like it's also their home. So every time I'm down there, she decides that she's going to be down there. Or I'll show up and she's already there.
What?
And oh, my God.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where my husband doesn't seem to really be bothered by it, but she has, she has taken one room over the house and has called it her bedroom. And
oh my God.
I just don't know. I feel like I'm going to be the one who is going to cause a lot of,
strife, family strife.
Strife in the home because I really just, it's not like she's my friend. It's not like we're close,
right.
But yet she's always in my space.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You want your house back.
Yeah.
So your husband doesn't.
Back.
Well, here, that's the situation.
That's the situation.
Husband's
what does she do? Do you confront your husband and say, this really bothers me? Do you just ignore the sister, change the locks? What do you do?
I think, personally, we'll open up the phone lines for folks to call and chime in, but I think your husband has to do it. You've got to convince him that, it's not right that they're taking ownership of your property. And do they show up? With food and all that stuff? I mean...
Oh, no.
Oh.
I have all of, Instacart
the
deliveries
worst.
There. They literally show up with, an overnight bag because she has taken over one of the bedrooms and she has like her summer clothes already down there.
Oh my god!
Her room. Oh no! This has got This is bad.
It's getting ugly. Yeah. I just want you to know. And I don't want to have an argument with my husband, but like after the last 10 weeks we've had, I just really don't want her to be down there at all. Or better, call me like 2 weeks in advance and schedule like you're making a reservation at a hotel, and then we'll see if there's space and time available for you to show up.
All right, Deb, you got a situation. So here's what we're going to do. We'll ask listeners to just call in, and they'll offer some advice. Maybe they've had similar circumstances. You want to keep the peace. I get that. You don't want to be the one who, you know, tells the in-laws. So let's see what the audience says about that. All right. Thank you, Deb. Hey, stay tuned.
Thank you.
This next 20 minutes or so, we'll see if we can get some calls to help you out. And then we'll see how you approach it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, Deb. All right, 888-410-1057. You heard the situation, so let's light up the phones for dear old Deb, who wants some quiet time this summer.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Noxious.
Right? Okay. I think we know where LBF's team, Deb. Okay. Thank you, Deb. Stay tuned, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so I'm glad we're the solution center.
Yeah, we are.
Let's see if we can help Deb out there. She doesn't want to confront the in-laws. She thinks her husband should do it, and he's cool with, like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it's the family beach house, right?
No, everybody's having a good time. Right? No, it's not the family beach house. Did you put a down payment on?
Right?
No.
I know. It's going to get heated
pony
this summer.
Up.
It could get heated. Pony up.
It's going to be a hot summer.
Right. Oh, God.
Let's get some help for Deb. 888-410-1057. We promise that she's come to the Solution Center, so we ought to see if we could get some solutions for her dilemma. Okay?
Okay.
888-410-1057. That's what it feels like for Deb, her little situation today. It's just time after time when she goes to her is it a beach house, right?
Time after time, I walk in the front door, and you're here.
And you're here again.
We're not gone. We're never gone.
So in case you missed situations, sum it up for Deb.
Okay, so Deb has a problem. She has a house on the Cape. It's her family's house, and she and her husband. Her husband's sister and her family just show up all the time. Like, oh, it's summer, and the house is open, and she has a designated bedroom where she and her husband and her kids stay. Always comes in empty-handed. This has been going on for a while. The husband's like, whatever, it's family. And she's like, I'm going to kill everyone.
She's over it.
So what is she supposed to do?
All right, so welcome to the Solution Center.
Here we are.
Let's see if we can get it resolved. All right, first caller, because we're taking calls on this. You call, see if you can help her out. 888-410-1057. First one is Marianne.
Well, first off, I know it's a very difficult situation, and, you know, there's a lot of scenarios. How did she get a key to the house, and how did this all start?
Husband.
First off, like I said, you have to get the husband on your side. Or maybe what you can do is say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We have to make a compromise. And maybe by doing that, you can say, sit down with the sister-in-law, both of you, and say,
be adults.
You know what?
Yeah.
Be adults. This is our house. You're more than welcome to come here, but we need our space, our time together. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long this has been going on.
It seems like it's coming to a head, and she wants to end it before the season starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so, Marianne, we got to run. That's great advice, but we want to get some other folks on the line, okay? Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Nikki, you've got a solution. What's your thoughts on the situation?
Okay, my thoughts are, A, she needs to change the locks immediately.
Wow.
Stone cold.
Yep.
And B, she needs to present her sister-in-law with a copy of the mortgage.
I feel like if she's going to stay there, she needs to help pay the mortgage.
Wow. Okay, but this conversation has to happen.
Yeah.
They're not cheap in those Cape Cod homes. They're not cheap.
Right.
All right, Nikki wants to play hardball.
I like Nikki. She's a little scary.
All right, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. You take care.
You're welcome.
All righty, then. So take four now?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a good one.
All right. WROR J, any advice for Deb?
I think Deb should tell her husband that she wants to have a naked weekend and have the whole weekend and just have a lot of fun with the two of them. And I bet he won't ask his sister to come down anymore.
That sounds like the winner.
And if he does, then you got bigger problems.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Jay, that is a naked weekend.
A naked weekend.
I like the way you think.
I know,
exactly.
Really. She's fun. Your solution set is very popular,
yeah,
I bet.
Welcome. Jeez.
Jay, called that.
Jay, that was really brilliant. That was some deep thought there. Wow. Come down for a naked weekend. Oh, sorry, your sister's going to be there. Not this weekend. All right, thank you, Jay. Wow. All right, let's take a few more calls for Deb's situation. 888-410-1057. Here we go. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Welcome to the Solution Center.
Yes.
We get solutions to your problems on Thursdays.
Yeah, this is great. I feel better already. I feel like I'm doing God's work.
I'm enjoying it. It's great. So folks who missed it, just briefly.
Okay, so woman Deborah called, and she said she has a problem because she has a vacation home, like a little Cape house, and mm-hmm. she and her husband and kids like to go down there, but her sister-in-law, her husband's sister, just assumes that it's open house for her all the
That's
time.
That's unbelievable.
Sometimes
right?
she'll go down and like the sister-in-law will be there already. She's already like hosied a room.
Doesn't pay. Offer anything.
No, arms hanging, the whole bit.
Right. Yeah.
I think Jay's solution of the naked weekend is top of the list so far. It's going to be tough to beat.
But she's going to back it up. She better back it up.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
True.
There's no false promises there, Bob.
Yeah, you got that right.
The husband's got to get it in writing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. So write that down.
Yeah, really. You're all right. So do we have a notary in town?
I want to make sure, verified, certified, you're going to do this. All right, let's go to the phone. First up, Brian, do you know, is that? I will just go to the phone. Oh, random caller. Welcome to the Solution Center. What do you say to Deb?
Oh, very simple. Just tell them you got to get an exterminator and places infested with bed bugs and roaches.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Right, but then, they see you're down there after, and they're like, oh, okay.
No, they won't come down.
I guess
no, if somebody says bed bugs.
Maybe you say, all right, we're just down there taking care of it. We're sleeping on the floor.
Right.
Yeah,
for the
it's
next
good.
6
Bill,
weeks.
You're devious, but I like
love it.
Love it. Thanks, Bill. All right, let's say hi to John. What is your solution?
John, it is a very simple solution. Mm. You present her husband with divorce, right? She's going to take the house, and then she'll have a boy toy like me going down there and throw a line in her water.
Here are your options.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind that girl Jay in my jacuzzi.
John likes the naked solution.
Well, the naked solution is always fun for
people. I'll give her a weekend at John.
All right. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Max at the Solution Center.
Yes, welcome to the Solution Center.
Okay, I have the answer.
All right.
Okay, just lift the house at Airbnb and tell them that it has to be scheduled. And it's a $500 a night, and all the proceeds
will go
to a non-profit organization for cancer for the church, and $500 a night, and they have to schedule it so it doesn't. If they go there, they might find some strangers, and they will be arrested. So.
I really like it because it's devious yet charitable.
Yeah. The best kind.
Good. Right?
Oh, okay.
God bless you,
and
sir.
You can stop by if you order Airbnb.
Yeah, right.
You
know? That's true. Bucks, yeah,
right.
You could do that. That's a good solution.
Thank you for the solution. Okay, bye.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's so funny. I'm not sure if you said it or Brian said it. But nobody wants to be the adult.
No, I said, like,
nobody wants to talk.
No one has said, why don't you just sit down and talk with
us? Well,
we don't want to do that.
Marianne,
she was the voice of reason for a second.
Let's be adults here.
And everyone was like, no way.
Nobody wants to. Let's see if we have an adult in the room. We have, is it Bob? Robert?
Yep. Bob.
Well, me too. All right, Bob, what do you say? What advice?
Well, I'm Bob the Builder, so I'll be there next Wednesday, and I'm going to remodel that room, and I'm going to paint it, so she's going to have to tell her sister-in-law to move her clothes out, and we'll put a bunk room in there for friends, not family.
Oh,
that's a good idea. We're doing a little remodeling.
Yeah. The guest room now.
Sorry. It's so fun. That's, you know what? It's good to know we have a builder in the audience.
That's good. Yeah.
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
Gotta love him. He has a yellow hat.
Yep.
Right?
And a TV show.
Thanks, Bob. All right. Let's say the Queen. Your name is the Queen. Wow.
No, my name is Priscilla, but my husband put it on my caller ID as the Queen.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
The Queen is calling.
Points.
All right, Priscilla, what do you say? Any advice?
I say find out what the going rate is around there and start submitting them a bill every time they go down there.
All right, you have a hardball. The Queen is playing hardball.
Well, she's the Queen. She's the Off with their heads.
You just slide it under the door in the morning.
I know, right, exactly.
The Queen says you're not having cake, okay? She's
even better, add tax.
Tax and gratuity included.
Yeah. Priscilla, you want to play hardball, it sounds like, right?
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, we don't blame you, but Deb's trying to keep the peace, so
that's probably won't do it, but it'll be quiet for a while, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for calling, Queen. We appreciate that, okay?
Your Majesty.
Thank you.
That's so fun.
All right, we'll leave the phone lines open. Someone might submit more advice throughout the show. It's good. Deb's still listening. Yes.
Deb's going to have to get a locksmith, a lawyer,
an exterminator, a contractor.
Bob the Builder's coming.
And a personal trainer for Naked Weekend.
I love the audience, though, because nobody wants to just say, well, you know, other than Marianne.
Right. There's like no.
Maybe we should just talk.
Yeah, but the talking is dumb.
We want bed bugs.
Talking's dumb. Actually working things out. Stupid.
Tell them you sold the house.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going? We're going to go away every weekend. Some undisclosed location.
Don't look at Facebook. All right. 888-410-1057. We'll leave it open. What do you got?
Well, speaking of vacation homes, who was summering on the vineyard and got arrested over the weekend, a celebrity's son.
All right.
Not
we'll
good.
We'll find out in 10 minutes.
Chief Brody take him in?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let's take a break from dear old Deb and her situation and see what's in the dirty laundry, LBS.
Okay, we have a Tiger King update. Amy Grant's medical scare. Remember Amy Grant? So just like bringing her up after all these years.
Yeah.
But first, what celebrity's son got arrested Monday during a police brutality protest on Martha's Vineyard?
There's police brutality in Martha's Vineyard?
No, it was a protest over global police brutality.
Oh, okay.
So there was a protest at the Five Corners in Vineyard Haven. A very tough spot, by the way, to get through on a summer afternoon.
On a bicycle.
So beautiful, though.
It's lovely.
Lovely if I'm going to
protest. It wasn't so much for Caleb Murray, Bill Murray's 27-year-old son, who was protesting, and there was a little bit of, I think a car window was smashed, he was accused of smashing it, although they can't prove it now. But he was not particularly cooperative with the police when he was transported to lockup. He's accused of spitting on and biting an officer. He was uncooperative at the jail, as one is sometimes.
Would you like to see a picture of Caleb Murray?
Sure, I would.
Okay.
Let me see.
Can you describe Caleb Murray?
He looks like Bill Murray with dark hair, shaved
mohawk
on the side.
He's got a kind of a mohawk
and then
look.
A beard. He looks like your basic 27-year-old.
He doesn't look happy. He's banged up his forehead.
Yeah.
He got into a kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle.
Yes.
Yep.
He was also charged with not wearing a whale belt.
Yes, exactly. Where are the lobsters on your pants?
Yeah.
Right. Wait a minute. I had some anchors on mine yesterday.
Anchors away.
Did you really? And I didn't make fun of you?
I didn't wear them to work.
Oh, all right. Good.
I'm
smart.
Not that stupid.
That was smart. Good for you. So he apparently accused, he took a piece of the cell and cut himself and cut into the deputies. He threatened to burn down buildings once he was released.
Jeez.
I mean, this is all allegedly.
All right, let's say it's half true.
All right. I mean, not good.
Not
I'm not
good.
Saying.
No.
But he was released on $10,000 bail, and I'm sure he could make it because his father's Bill Murray. Do you know that Bill Murray got into a big dust-up this past summer with Carly Simon's brother? Bill Murray was dancing at a club on the Vineyard in his whale pants.
Oh, my God.
And Carly Simon's brother was a photographer, and he was taking pictures, and Bill Murray pushed him, and the guy fell, and that was that.
Wait a minute. Carly Simon's who?
Brother.
Brother was a photographer.
Yeah. He died, but not because of this pushing.
Oh, jeez, man.
I'm just saying was, but that's a whole different thing. Anyway, the Murrays are not behaving well in the vineyard, and I'm telling you.
Yeah. What?
Don't do it. Don't ruin that place. It's so nice. All right,
get
Jeff.
Some whale pants.
Can't have nice things.
Yes. You can't have nice things.
No.
Speaking of can't having nice
around.
Things, Jeff Lowe can't have his Tiger Park anymore. Mm-hmm. Carol Baskin won Tiger King Park in the suit. Owner Jeff Lowe, you know, in Tiger King, he was
the guy. You cool cats and kittens.
Yeah.
He was the one who kind of weaseled the
he is a weasel
property out from Joe Exotic.
He's the
not
one
not a good dude anyway.
Isn't he? So he was a guy who his wife was pregnant and they were looking for a nanny and he got first dibs.
Yeah.
On, you know, hiring.
I love that that's your takeaway of all the awful things he's done. And I mean this 100%.
Okay.
Because that is exactly why I hated him.
Yeah. It was
all the terrible things you're doing, that, sir,
yeah,
is unforgivable.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, he's awful. Anyway, he says it will be in a state of complete hell when she gets her hands on it. I mean, because I'm not taking care of it as we leave. He's given 120 days to vacate the property. He has to take all the animals currently living there.
Guys, you're a jerk.
How do you get a mover for that?
Right?
Yeah. So, I know pianos aren't your thing, but how about lions and tigers?
Yeah.
And bears?
And bears are
no bears. I don't think they have bears.
I don't think they do.
No?
Maybe. I have no idea.
I hope not.
I hope not. Remember Amy Grant? Remember this song?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby, baby.
Is it even playing?
Baby, baby. Yeah.
You know this video's been played 10 million times on YouTube, just so you know.
How many of those are you?
Yeah. See, that's LBF. That is LBF workout music right there.
It so is.
I can see you.
Do you know
baby,
my favorite
baby,
Amy Grant song, which not a lot of people can say?
Yes. Yeah. Besides Vince Gill.
Is,
yeah.
Next Time I Fall in Love with Peter Cetera.
Oh, my God.
The lead singer of
Chicago.
Oh, my God. That's the best song ever.
Music to saunter to
with
LBF.
That is my exercise video.
There's
oh, my God.
And now Sassy Walking.
Anyway, she went.
There's
she had
sap coming out of that song. It's so sappy.
It's so sappy.
You could actually make maple
but
syrup
see, like,
from
that's
that
why
song.
I love the song, because I was young and I believed in that stuff and I believed in
the
sappiness.
The next time I fall in love.
And then I realized how sticky it gets. And then I was like, no, lose the sap.
It's the sap. There you go. Thank you.
Anyway, she underwent heart surgery because she had a thing when she was a baby. So she's doing okay. And Vince Gill, her husband, is taking care of her. Vince Gill is a very talented musician.
What was the fish's
name? That being
name?
Said, he is chubby.
Hey, that being
no, he's adorable.
Yeah. And also going full circle back to Bill Murray.
Yeah.
What was the name of Bill Murray's fish and what about Bob?
Gill.
It was Gill.
Yes.
It could have been Vince Gill.
God, What About Bob is the best summer movie ever.
Isn't it great?
Baby Steps. Everybody who's going through a little anxiety right now, as we all are.
We're all Richard Dreyfuss
right
now. Watch
What About Bob.
That's
You'll
great.
Feel a lot better.
You will.
I feel good. I feel great. I feel wonderful.
I finally showed my kids that movie. They loved
it's the
it.
Best.
They love it.
So we
funny.
Quote it constantly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Do you eat your corn like that?
Is this freshly shucked? Yes, we do.
There you go. All right. It's 7:51. We're going to give away $1,000 at 8:10. I'm feeling it. Someone's going to win Super Smart today.
Really?
We've been knocking on that door.
I think so.
You've gotten sevens all week, so let's see if someone can bust through and win $1,000 at 8:10. You know what's funny is Foreigner did Cold as Ice.
Yeah.
And didn't they also do Hot Blooded?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like we're confused. What are you today?
They are. I'm not confused.
You're not?
It's going to be warm.
How you liking the weather now? Are you happy?
Well, this is how
no
I would.
No more angry weather?
If I was the weather person, I'd say, if you ate something salty last night, you're going to feel puffy today because it's hot.
Oh, okay.
It's hot and you're going to swell.
Is it going to be humid then?
Kind of.
So that salt is just going to double.
Just, yeah, and your hands are going to go for a walk and they're going to blow up.
Oh, yeah. If you went to a Brazilian steakhouse, forget about it.
A little salty there.
Oh, yeah.
A high of 86.
LBF is a little little salty today. All right. Yeah, it's going to be 86. And a little bit of rain tonight. You cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
All right, good. 66. Tomorrow, cloudy and 84. But today's a pick day, no matter what she says. Okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryant.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
It's brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's visit Allison from Worcester. Good morning, Allison. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're in Worcester, and yep. are you working today, doing anything? Or?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Just,
doing schoolwork with the kids.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh. So school you're getting smarter. Over.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the cool thing.
What grade are your kids?
Well, one's a senior. He doesn't need much help. One's in third grade, one's in fifth, and one's in preschool.
Oh, my God. You're teaching all the grades.
Wow.
Yep.
That's when math gets tough.
You should get, like, a red schoolhouse and just put it in your backyard.
All right, Allison. Well, we'd love to give you $1,000 for getting all 10 of these rights. Let's see how you do. Remember, if you're not sure about a question, just say pass. And if there's time, we'll go back to it, okay?
Okay.
Allison, here we go.
In baseball, what do you use to hit the ball?
A bat.
What fell on the Wicked Witch of the East?
Pass.
James Patterson co-authored a thriller novel with Bill Clinton. True or false?
True.
The Battle of Midway took place during which war?
Pass.
How many cards in a deck?
Oh my God, 50?
Peter Cetera was the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
Where is the Lincoln Memorial located?
Lincoln, Maryland.
Who is married to musical star Amy Grant?
Pass.
Who played Dr. Leo Marvin and What About Bob?
Pass.
Name one of the official languages of Belgium.
Pass.
What fell on the Wicked Witch of the East?
See, you used,
not too good.
You used the fast pass strategy there, didn't you?
Yeah, she did. Pass. She was good at passing, and then...
Yeah.
Didn't do good.
Well, would you like to know your score?
Zero.
No.
You got 20%.
Yeah, two.
Okay. Two.
Good discount. Oh, not a great grade.
Not today. Well,
all
what
right.
Do you
well,
miss?
You know, here's an opportunity to learn a little something, mm-hmm. and you can teach it. You can pass on the knowledge to your students.
Uh-huh.
What fell on the Wicked Witch of the East? A house. Dorothy Gale.
Remember?
Yes. Oh, my God. I haven't seen that until.
You could have film studies with the kids.
Yes. Well, go watch that. It's good. And it's also 2 hours. You don't have to talk to them. Right. The Battle of Midway took place during World War II. Mm-hmm. There are 52 cards in a deck, 52 pickup, one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. And Pete Cetera was the lead singer of Chicago. The Lincoln Memorial is located in Washington, D.C. Amy Grant is married to Vince Gill. Richard Dreyfuss played Dr. Leo Marvin in What About Bob? And one of the official languages of Belgium, either Dutch, French, or German.
We're taking any one of those.
Okay.
Have you ever seen What About Bob?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Again,
it's
another
great.
Film studies. I should teach
you got two movies to watch now.
Yep, two movies to watch.
Well, it's a case study in how to drive a sane person crazy. And that's what Bill
I'm sure
Murray
your
does.
Kids don't need to know that.
You're right. Well, there you go.
So maybe leave that one off.
All right. Still a great one.
Yeah.
All right, Allison, thank you for playing. Good luck with the kids today. And we are going to give you a WROR t-shirt from the WROR store. at WROR.com.
Wow.
How about that?
Thank you so much.
All right?
Thank you.
You wait on hold. We're going to ask you your size, okay? We won't do that on the radio.
Okay.
We shouldn't we?
It doesn't matter. I mean, what? Okay.
Okay, fine. Hang on, Allison. There you go. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more with Paul Simon. You can call me Al. Hey, LBF, we have a listener on the phone. He's got a question about one of your questions.
Okay.
You just didn't super smart. All right, so let's see. Hey, ROR, what's up?
The Witch of the North was Glinda.
Oh, she was a good witch.
The Wicked Witch of the East. I had never heard of that.
Because the house fell on her at the beginning
of
the movie.
That was her sister, right?
Right. So her sister, the Wicked Witch, I can't believe this is a debate.
This is awesome. Yeah.
The Wicked Witch of the West was the Green Witch who chased Dorothy through on the Yellow Brick Road.
That's West.
The reason why she wanted those slippers is because the house fell on her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East.
Right.
And she was mad at Dorothy.
If you had told me, right, that what fell on the Wicked Witch of the East, I would have said nothing.
Right.
Well, you would have also been wrong.
You know, what happened to the Wicked Witch of the South?
I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
Well, we don't know. How about the South?
The Wicked Witch of the South, she was just kicked out of the family.
Didn't there you show go. Up.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah,
show
size
up.
Size 75, right?
Yeah, right.
I got a good solution for that, Debbie.
Yeah?
Oh,
go ahead.
What's her name?
Deborah.
All right,
Deborah.
She needs to have a sit down.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
at the house.
Yeah,
and tell them, look, you're here all the time. We need this was our escape house. Okay, you need to come up with some money.
Yeah,
or get the hell out. Give us the keys.
Come up,
right?
That's
I like it.
The
or a house is going to fall on you.
It's going to fall on you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I love you guys, man. But she probably already knows how she feels. Cause if she's not listening to IOS, she's not listening to the radio.
Right. Oh, you're
if
nice.
She's got
wow.
That
awesome.
Is.
What? All right. Thank you.
My name's Jimmy. I'm from Weber. I'll see you later.
Thank All right.
Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. Talk to you
nice,
later.
Nice talking
thanks,
to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See you later, Jimmy.
See you later.
All right, so just to clarify, your question number two was what fell on the Wicked Witch of the East?
Yes.
The answer was a house.
Yes.
See, Jimmy thought it was
the
West.
West. No.
Now, the West was the Green Witch.
You know, the Wicked Witch of the East didn't get her SAG card. No lines. Nothing. Never even. Just feet.
just
feet. Rex
up.
Ryan loves the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's an inside football. All right, we all cool. Jimmy's cool.
Yeah, Jimmy's cool.
We're cool. 8:22.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what do you have that's so cool?
Do you feel like you are watching a screen more now than ever?
Not only that, I'm watching my girls watch screens.
Yeah.
It's in their face.
Well, you're not wrong. You
okay.
won't believe how much time we spend in front of screens now.
It's all
screens
the time.
Now.
Oh, all boy. The time.
Because of the quarantine
okay.
and everything.
All right. Not good. Brian Bell.
All right. Well, you know, graduating high school this year, very different. And San Dimas High School out near L.A., mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the name San Dimas High, but they had a very special pair of guests for their graduation.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
If you know San Dimas,
now
you
I
know
do.
Who it
I
is.
I know what you're talking
now
about.
Now I do.
Okay.
All right. You ever use a vending machine?
Yeah. Look at me.
Well, what if I told you there's a game-changing vending machine out there? Hasn't hit our town yet, but when it does, watch out.
Okay.
What do you have?
All right. So I've been thinking, God, I really feel like I've been watching a screen of some sort a lot more than ever, and definitely my kid, you know, including school and the computer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's out how much time we're spending nowadays. The average American is spending 19 hours and 6 minutes
That's
looking
impossible.
At a screen. Per day.
Nine? That's more than you're getting, what,
you're
5 hours of sleep?
I guess. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Crazy. Actually, this is the really crazy statistic. The average American will spend a total of 44 years looking at screens.
That's awful.
Isn't
when
it?
You look at macroeconomics, right?
What's that mean?
Well, macro.
Does that have anything big to do picture. With mac and cheese?
Big, yeah. I'm like,
big picture.
Who brought up McDonald's? Right.
It wasn't economics, actually. It's just macro when you talk about the big picture. It's easy to say, well, you know, I spend a dollar or $2 a day on coffee. But when you look at it over a lifetime, right?
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable that each day, on average, now it's different. We have 19. Each day, people are spending 17 hours and 9 minutes staring at screens. Nice. Phones, laptop, looking at TV, or a gaming device.
I got my kids, my wife got my kids, the like those blue glasses.
Yeah,
that
so
you're
that
supposed
their
to,
eyes don't.
Because they're on screens for school all day now.
That's all they do. And then they watch TV when they're not on the screen, and they watch their phone while they're watching TV.
Yeah.
I know it.
I gotta check my phone. Bye.
You're right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, all the high school graduations that are going on. San Dimas High School out near L.A., you know who went to high school at San Dimas High?
Bill
and Ted. So, guess who did their little graduation video? Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter got together for the graduating class of San Dimas High. Here's a little
congratulations to the graduating class of 2020. Well done.
San Dimas High School football does roll.
Rules!
But most importantly, we wanted to tell you to be excellent to each other.
And yeah. Party on.
That's cool.
Be excellent to one another and party on. Wise words from Bill and Ted.
What year was that?
A great movie.
It was like 80,
was it 89?
Does it stand the test of time?
Yes.
89?
Absolutely.
Huh?
I never saw it.
You've never seen?
No, I was busy watching Molly Ringwald.
You have a gap of movies that you need to catch up. You have never seen Caddyshack?
Because it's about golf.
not about golf.
Is there any love interest?
Yes.
Yeah, lots of them.
You got Lacey Underall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lacey. That's right.
If it made the captain of the football team laugh in high school, I wasn't watching.
Is that what it is? It's down to that.
You should broaden your horizons.
Oh, okay.
Well, she finally saw Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, okay, and I'll give you that. That's funny.
Now you watch it every year.
I'll watch it every year. You're right.
It's become a tradition. There you have it.
Maybe I'll take on
Baby
Steps.
Baby Steps.
Bill and Ted, excellent lesson in history.
Okay, all right.
It's good. It's good. Okay, anyway, vending machines, right, have everything. But until now, they didn't have meat. Yeah. But now they do.
Really?
Yes. In Rochester, New York, a butcher is using a refrigerated vending machine to sell his cuts of meat. Ooh. Check this out. He says it's so popular, he can't keep it stocked.
Wow.
The meat machine for people who are going to come out this weekend and look for some great cuts of meat to be able to grill out in this awesome weather. There's a couple of buttons right here that will rotate the machine. There is beef, there is pork, there is chicken. In here currently, there will even be some prepared foods here more and more as we go.
Everything should be super safe, secure, for you to be able to come in and purchase your meat.
There you go. So it is a meat vending machine. What's up, guys?
Nothing.
Okay.
Brian just passed me a disgusting note.
He did.
Yep.
24-hour meat machine.
A 24-hour meat machine.
I won't say it.
You better not.
Can't.
No.
Can't say it.
I'd just call your doctor if it's more than 24 hours. Definitely think about that. All right. So look, shameless plug.
Yes.
Permission to do a shameless plug.
Sure.
All right.
Well, until there's a meat machine in your neighborhood.
Making it weird.
There's always.
Yeah. You're making it weird. Yeah.
I think I have your attention, though. That's for sure.
Until there's a meat machine in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Go to omahasteaks.com.
Oh, okay. All
there
right.
You have it. Shameless plug for omahasteaks.com. Code word Bob. Well, that's an appropriate song. Summer of 69 for Debbie. Deb, our listener, who wants to spend the summer of 20 at her nice little, does she have a beach house?
Cape House, yeah.
Cape House, with her family. So she called about 7:10 with a situation, as we called it.
Yeah.
Here's kind of what she was saying in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, she has a little house down the Cape, and she likes to go there with her immediate family, but her sister-in-law, her husband's sister, basically thinks it's her house. And so every weekend or during when they're on vacation, she'll just show up. She has a key. Sometimes the sister-in-law will be there when
That's
Debbie
crazy.
Shows up.
Crazy.
And she doesn't bring anything. And she's just, She just thinks it's her house. So Deb wants to find a way.
And the husband, Deb's husband, is
kind of fine with
lets
it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But so she's fed up, and it's, summer's coming.
So she needs some advice.
All right, so we opened up the Solution Center here at WROR, and we took a bunch of calls today. We had some great calls, and more are still coming in who want to help Deb out, who just wants peace and quiet this summer.
Please.
Okay. Please. All right, so let's take ROR. Is it Carol? Carol, what do you say?
I'm going to try. The husband needs to tell his sister that his wife, because of the pandemic, has got wicked anxiety. She had to go to the doctor and get pills, and she can't be around people, so she has to turn the key in to the cottage.
Wow. Wow. Using COVID-19.
Yep.
Okay.
And a little absolutely. Mental health issue.
Mental health. Who's going to question that?
Yep. Right?
Nobody questions
yep.
it.
Absolutely.
Until...
She's got to get away, and she can't be around people.
You know what? He can tell her it's her happy place. So
right.
if she looks happy,
yeah.
it's because she's in her happy
place. And yet it still avoids just the confrontation.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
You don't need bed bugs.
Nope.
You don't need a carpenter changing.
And then the sister can be, is she feeling any better? Nope. Nope.
No, it's not actually quite getting
there.
Worse.
Well, not quite there. It's her happy place.
Just an idea.
Yeah, it's a great one. That's
a good
one.
Don't worry about it until next summer.
Yeah, exactly. Avoid, avoid.
Yeah. The only solution is that she has to be there alone.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
There might be times I'm
her kids, she can be around her husband and kids, I mean,
really?
But nobody else.
Oh,
no. I mean,
can we take it a step further?
At home.
Didn't you hear Jay's solution, the ultimate solution for the naked weekend?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's like, come on.
Nobody can top that.
No.
Right. I don't know. Good value.
Whipped cream.
All right.
Thanks, Carol.
All right.
We'll pass it on.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
ROR, who's this?
Ted. From Cape Cod.
All right, Ted, are you calling about Deb?
I'm calling about Deb, yes.
Yeah, the solution.
I think
okay.
what Deb wants is she wants control. I don't know if she needs money, but what I think she should do is she should publish a schedule like around April 1st and say, okay, this is what's going on each weekend, and these are the people here, and here's the available times and days that we have where... sister-in-law can come down.
Mm-hmm.
That I like how you think. You're like a psychologist.
Yeah.
Like, let's, what, how can Deb, what does she need
maybe
out of this
scenario?
Maybe
she says, we have so many requests, people
yeah.
want to come, so we're just going to have to,
right. yep.
you know, understand.
Yeah. yeah. If you listen to what Deb's saying, she wants control.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
what she wants.
Yeah.
And she needs to do it now, or it might be a little too late this year.
And here's a guy from the Cape.
Sister-in-law's
he knows.
Already
Ted,
moved in.
You know, right, Ted? You're at the Cape.
Yeah.
Do you have an extra room?
This weekend?
I do.
You knew
I
that
do.
Was coming, right,
Ted? Oh, no, that was the other person I wanted to...
The naked weekend?
Naked dancing, yeah.
Yeah, she's coming. Yeah, okay. she's coming.
Yeah. I gave up dancing.
Good luck, Deb.
Hey, thanks, Ted. We'll pass it on. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Sounds excellent, Ted. We should explain the naked weekend.
Oh, please
All right.
do
A
so.
Woman named Jay called.
Yes.
Her name was Jay. And she said, look, here's the deal. If Deb should say to her husband, if you tell them to stop coming so often, right, mm-hmm. we can have a naked weekend down there.
Right.
At just you and me.
And
I thought, well, bells rang. So that was, Brian and I both thought that was a brilliant solution.
Okay. Seems to make sense. It's win-win.
Everybody
win-win
wins.
Win-win.
Get the house
Does
to
everybody
yourself.
Win, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Does
yeah.
everyone?
Okay. So have you heard from Deb? Have we heard from her? Any,
we have heard from Deb.
What's Deb want to do?
Well, she said that she's going to change the locks and have a naked weekend.
Okay,
she
did.
She actually. Her husband was listening.
Ah.
And so he was kind of publicly shamed into doing something about it.
Brilliant.
So he said he's going to have a talk with his sister and... It will be
he gets it
solved.
Now.
And I think he probably wants a naked
I think
weekend
he wants
too.
A naked weekend.
I think that, you know.
Well, look.
There are more chances of a naked weekend if his sister's not there.
Much more
so
chances.
So it's a game of odds.
Ring the bell, Brian. I think we have a solution here at the Solution Center.
Oh.
There you go. So that's good. We should do this more often. If you ever have a situation, we're here to help.
Right.
Right? So maybe we'll do it next time we get an email from a listener. We'll solve their solution.
Okay.
live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's my favorite part of the day. We've been doing this every morning about 8:50-ish, where we put a little spotlight on a local restaurant that is, you know, open during these incredibly tough times and doing whatever they can to, you know, keep the doors open.
Yeah.
It's getting tough. We understand that. So we've decided to have the featured restaurant of the day every day. So let's see, who do we have at WROR.com today, LBF?
Today's restaurant is Lulu's Cafe and Barbecue in Bridgewater.
Oh.
And holy moly, they have some good-looking foods there. Their
they
barbecue,
do.
Amazing. Looking.
Tell me about the barbecue.
Well, you know, it's the it's like pork butt.
What'd you call him?
And ribs and wow. coleslaw, and it's just, jeez. It's incredible.
I see it.
And you can, I mean.
Lulu's.
Lulu's.
They right. also, I was looking at their Instagram, Lulu's Breakfast. They had a, I think they're still running it, a lobster roll special. Nice buttered brioche bun.
Yeah.
It look homemade chips. Oh, it looks good. But yeah, they get some good stuff.
They do. Their barbecue, they have like dinner trays for two, four, six. But like the thing, the meats are like baby back ribs, hickory smoked brisket, and then the sides. Oh, they get me at the sides. Smoky mac and cheese.
Nice.
Jalapeno cheddar hush puppies.
Those are good.
Cilantro lime coleslaw.
Do you like hush puppies? Ooh.
I like food. I like all the foods.
I know.
It's not to like.
Hush puppies are so good,
delicious.
Aren't they?
Mm.
Can you have hush puppies, Brian?
No, not really.
Because they're bread.
I have to make
right?
gluten-free ones.
Gluten-free.
Oh,
yeah.
He always says
I'm a fan of
sadness.
Cornbread.
Yeah. You can do cornbread.
Cornbread's so good.
Yeah, gluten-free cornbread.
Right. Okay, all right, fine.
He's very sensitive. And not only is his stomach sensitive, but his heart is as well.
Yeah.
When it comes to his gluten.
Yeah, I just hate it.
So
yep,
it's
I know, we could tell.
It's
I bet I could eat these ribs. They
yeah,
look
I bet
good.
You could.
Those are gluten-free. Lulu's Cafe, it's in Bridgewater. Do we know what street they're located on?
Right on Plymouth.
Okay,
Brent,
pretty close to you?
Yeah.
Close
yeah.
enough.
I might have to go check them
you
out.
You might have to check
and
out
they're
Lulu's.
And they're breakfast and lunch place. I don't know if they're doing takeout breakfast. They probably are. They're open 8 to 3, it says, on their,
okay.
on their website. So, you know.
Yeah. Breakfast and
order
some
up,
takeout.
Yeah, order up some stuff, you know, for lunch. Maybe save some barbecue for dinner. Yeah.
I tell you, I really like doing this. Isn't it fun, though, to take a restaurant that it's free advertising.
Yeah.
And just let people know about them and that they're open and they're doing whatever they can to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, this place is right down the street. I had no idea it was there.
There you go.
I need you to pick me up the peanut butter explosion cake because I'm looking
what?
At it on their Instagram and it's like three layers of cake with frosting in between and then with this chocolate yum on
We're
the top.
Losing her. We're losing
I gotta
her.
Go. Oh,
We're
Bye.
Losing her.
See you later.
We're losing her. We're losing her.
Oh, my
Brian,
God.
Brian, break out the EKG. We're losing her.
So good.
That's great. All right, Lulu's Cafe. Check them out at WROR.com. The links are all there to all the restaurants we've been featuring.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.